acceptance and expectance.
Thank you.
that Jesus shed for you and shed for me on Calvary. There's nothing that we have to do. He has already paid the price. He has already made the decision that you were valuable enough to shed his blood and to die so that you didn't have to live in sin and that you didn't have to live in sickness and live in bondage, but all you have to do is get access to the blood and say, Jesus is what I would rather take home with me instead of my depression that I carried in. Jesus is who I would rather take home with me than my anxiety that I carried in here. Jesus is who I would rather take home with me than the sickness that is in my body. I would rather trade it all for Jesus today, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise God, praise God. We have some prayer requests, and we are going to believe that God is going to move and touch in every single one of these needs, but then we have needs that are not on this list, that are not on the overhead, that you have on your heart, and God is just as able to touch those today as any other need. We have the Bristow family, as Brother Alton has passed away, so pray for the Bristow family. We have Mike Mars, Sister Dickie, Sherry Harrison, Cindy Crawford, Dee Cheshire, Danny Bramlett, Brother Griffith, Don and Donna Howell, Stephanie Hall, and Lowen Bright. And we are going to pray in expectation. This book doesn't relate to everybody, but there's a book called What to Expect When You're Expecting. That's not an announcement or anything. There's just a book. I saw some heads turn. I'm just aware of the book. I'm cultured, okay? There's a book talking about what to expect when you're expecting something to take place. That whenever I am expecting healing, when I come in expecting a move of God, when I come in expecting God to speak into my life, there's some things that you need to expect when you come expecting those things, which is the enemy will try to step in. When you come in expecting that I believe God can move in my life today, the flesh will step up and say, maybe you should stay the same. That maybe God won't touch you. He may touch somebody else, but remember how much you sinned. But remember what you used to be. So what I want you to know is expect the enemy to rise up, but expect that the power of God and the blood of Jesus Christ is better than any opposition, any battle, any sickness, anything that's coming against you. The power of Jesus' name is greater than any of it. And so right now, I encourage anybody that has a need that they want prayed for specifically to step forward in faith. Ministers are going to anoint you with oil and pray with you and for you. And God is going to move. I expect it. That God is, we are all expecting, huh? Expecting that God is going to move in a miraculous way. Father, thank you so much for your healing power. God, thank you for your delivering power. God, thank you that you redeemed us. Thank you that you died for us. God, thank you for being a God that we can call on in the time of trouble, and you can move and make everything better than it ever was. Jesus, touch every heart, every mind, every body, every spirit. Anoint the rest of this service, and God, I pray that we receive a touch from you in Jesus' name.
Trust you even still. This has never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time you didn't see me through, God. I worship you. There's never been a day, never been a minute, there's never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time you didn't see me through, God. I worship you. There's never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time you didn't see me through, God. I worship you. There's never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. I worship you. There's never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in. Never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. I worship you.
She was born, and about 2 weeks before we got out, we found out that she had a heart issue. Her functions were really low. Her heart was very elevated. They didn't know why. They didn't know what the cause was of it was. We went through 2 years. She'll be three in July. We found that she had that heart issue, but about 6 months ago, her heart functions got better, and they were completely normal, and they've been normal for about a year and a half now. But about 6 months ago, her heart functions actually dropped, and they went down like 10 points, and she was almost lifeless. She got real sick. the day before we went, and she was almost lifeless, so we didn't know what it was. We didn't know what was going on. And then she went to the doctor, and her heart functions were low. Well, we went back to the doctor Thursday, and her heart functions are completely normal. Her heart functions are at like 53, and they've gone up, and they are completely normal now.
It's never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you are needed. Never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. I would assure you, never been a day, take a hold of it.
Coffee Room has t-shirts for sale, and all proceeds will go back to the church. So if you're a cool person and you want a really cool t-shirt, they're in that room over there. And the month of March, if you buy a coffee, your name also gets entered into a drawing for a really cool Bible. And the 29th is a jams event, the kids rally, and get with Sister Victoria or Sister Candy about the details. And we are currently doing a calendar fundraiser for our current and future jams events. And we need more volunteers to help with the jams class. And on the 30th, we have our mission pledge is due. And the 31st is a Ladies United Fellowship, and the sign-up is in the foyer. If the ushers would come. Lord, we thank you. God, we exalt your name. We pray that you will bless the giver and the givee. Lord, in your holy name.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Can we just take a moment to sing an old hymn? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the Savior. Sing Jesus, Jesus.
God bless you as you're seated today, and what a joy it is to be able to continue to experience the powers that keep the earth spinning and keep the sun shining, regardless of a few clouds that get in the way. And it's a wonderful thing to know the one that keeps everything working, your blood flowing through your body. That's no little small task. I want to remind you that just as much as the sun came up today, that God that put all of that in place is very sensitive and rallies to your life. Much of the way He does that is in your personal faith and prayer life. The continuance of that is coming together as the body of Christ in what we call a local assembly. And in that local assembly, just like in your house, there are just things that we do and things that we don't do. And one of the things is that as we move into a new dimension of a new ministry and the local assembly, we have, some of you may not have filled out or seen even some of the membership posture. So I want to read to you about the members, and so that if you are not signed in as one, we still treat you as one, as far as a loving you, preaching to you, teaching and sharing life and praying prayers of faith for you. But the structure of our assembly is a very wonderful thing. So as we approach the, and I'm reading to you now to the members, the selection of our new pastor, it's important that everyone understands the qualifications required to vote according to our church bylaws, Article 2, membership, and the UPCI Articles of Faith, a qualified voting member must meet the following criteria. 6 months of membership. You must have been a member for at least 6 months. Repented and baptized in Jesus' name. You must have experienced the repentance and been baptized into Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost. There should be evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost as demonstrated by the book of Acts where they were speaking in tongues, and then shouldered the responsibility of tithe and offerings, expected to regularly contribute tithe and offerings, regular attendance, consistent attendance at church services is required, a lifestyle of holiness, and you should have a life that reflects Christ, values, and strives for holiness. If you're unsure whether you meet these qualifications, please contact Sister Mary Lou Morton at 903-905-1091 for clarification. I'm going to read that phone number again so you have it. 903-905-1091 for clarification. And we appreciate and thank you for the commitment that you have already generated in our spiritual life and moving forward in this posture of all the beautiful things that are moving forward in this assembly. And so please feel free to call that number and make any inquiries that you need. We want every one of you at the right age. Don't send any six-year-olds. But we want all of you at the right age and the posture of commitment to Jesus Christ and the work of God in the United Pentecostal Church International. So we are thrilled to be a part of that. So why don't we pray right now again as we move forward in the ministry of this service. Father, we came to this place for bread. We came for the wine of the Spirit. We have come because we are going to go out into this city, in this wonderful county and areas beyond, to share these wonderful, exciting things that you have given to us through the bread of life and the wine of the Spirit and the glory of the resurrection. In Jesus' name. Why don't we clap our hands to the Lord and let Him know. Well, I'm thrilled today to be able to preach Jesus to everybody here. And by the way, again, I want to mention that if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm happy. I hope that happens today, either or both. And if you want to, we do have water ready to go, and most of the time it's qualified at 70 degrees, which is quite a bit lower than your body temperature, but it won't freeze you. Man, years ago we didn't have much heaters in baptistries, and everybody almost talked in tongues because they were in stammering lips. It was just an amazing thing. I want us to turn to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, and I will be very direct, and I will hopefully exalt the God that you serve. 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, verse 16, beginning, and I will read quite a few scripture here. Then Samuel said unto Saul, "Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night." And he said unto him, "Say on." And Samuel said, "When you were little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, 'Go and utterly destroy the sinners or the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed.' Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly up on the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord?" And Saul said unto Samuel, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, that were to be sacrificed unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Samuel, the prophet, said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices and obeying the voice of the Lord? And I want to help herald that particular truth over again right now, because the man said, I have done this. And so Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices and obeying the voice of the Lord? And he was trying to say, I've done what I thought I ought to do. But Samuel reminds him, you have to have the voice or the Spirit of the Lord working in your life. And so he moves further and he says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. And I'm going to pause here again because I don't want to have to come back to it in depth. But many people can quote a lot of scripture. Many people can do a lot of nice things. But the Bible makes it very clear in St. John 3 that it must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And he addresses that so completely. And he does it twice. And so he doesn't leave us in some little la-la zone. It is imperative that our faith without works is dead. So faith with works makes the promises of God work in our life. And so he said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again of the water and the Spirit. So if you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, and you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost, then you need to experience the remainder of the start that you made significantly wonderful. And so today we are going to do the best we can to try to help us to move forward in the both areas. Number one is to be born again of the water and the Spirit. Number two is to activate that power by faith so we destroy the works of the flesh and the powers of darkness. And that puts us in a position of the perfect law of liberty. And so hopefully some of what I will say further will activate all of the power structure and the infrastructure of Jesus Christ, who was God manifest in the flesh. And so God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And so he calls you out of sin into his marvelous light. And so I'm trying to put you a whole lot on the table today, because I'm believing that this city is going to experience a revival like never have seen before. So I want to move on to Psalms 111 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, you don't fear the Lord. It's a fear that if you don't obey him, you will have thought he just does it anyhow. God will never force you to walk in his footsteps. God will never force you to go to a heaven. But God will stand beside you and give you the power of force against the enemy and the works of the flesh. And so those are beautiful, beautiful realizations. And so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments, and his praise endureth forever. And I want to highlight the two major commandments in the New Testament. You have the 10 in the Old Testament, and you have the bona fide presentation of the two in the New Testament. Love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. You disqualify the promises when you hate your neighbor. We hate sin in our neighbor's life. We hate sin in our home life. We hate sin. God hates sin. Sin is simply separation from the promises and the power infrastructure of a king that is immortal. That's our Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about going sitting in a church and getting a good feeling. It is about following the master of life. It is about following the captain of our salvation. It is about the glory of the resurrected Messiah. It is about the coming of the Messiah. He's about ready to come, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been studying any prophetic stuff, we are right at the edge of the coming of the Messiah, and he's going to call those who are walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, walking in holiness, walking in righteousness, and that doesn't mean every now and then you don't stumble. But you just get right back up and say, Mr. Devil, you may have tripped me up a little bit right there, but you're not going to keep me down. I found the resurrection. I found the glory of the power and the structure of a Christ that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. You can't even think or ask the master power that is already in place. And so when you come into something, you say, I just never have seen it that way before. Just say, know and understand this. Jesus was tempted in all points such as we, and yet he never gave up. He let them put him on the cross. He let them put him in a grave, but they couldn't keep him in the grave. Hallelujah. So, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, in Proverbs 14, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide and be satisfied, and he shall not be visited with evil. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you as we move into this next part of this ministry today, hopefully that I will be able to help us in some way to do what the Bible tells us, and that is to stir up the gift. We don't just get it and say, well, I got the Holy Ghost, and I'll put it at home, and I'll put it in the mind of people, and I'll tell them I got the Holy Ghost. No, the Holy Ghost is the power of God unto. So he uses the term, fight the good fight of faith. Resist any spirit that would make you feel like you are not worthy to go to heaven, that you are not strong enough to prevail against the enemy. You have in you the power structure that Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave with. When you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you walk into a covenantal relationship with the one who owns the sun, the moon, and the breath that you breathe. I'm here to tell you today that it is right for you to get out of bed in the morning and say, thank you, God, for a little sleep. It's right for you to go to bed at night and say, thank you, God, because you said the angels will be guarding my home while I'm working in this building and sleeping and getting some rest. I am a glad preacher today. I'm telling you, we all experience privations and etc. So I want to move as forward again as I can say. And there's 611,720 will die from cancer. Don't tell me we don't need revival. We need a revival of faith that will keep us clean, pure, and holy, and ready for healings and miracles and things that God has promised for those that love him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about going to a building. It's going about to a building where there is preaching and there is teaching and there is a spiritual stirring like the singers led us into today. And that's why he said, sing and dance and shout and praise the name of the Lord. We're not going to let the devil be shouting and dancing about a lot of junk going on out yonder and us sit still and morbid in a house. I'm telling you, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's a shout in my heart today. I know who Jesus is. He's still the lily of the valley. He's still the bright and morning star. He's always going to be with you in the valley, but he's going to take you back up and he's going to give you what you really need. Why don't we give him a little shout of praise? Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to the resurrection. Hallelujah to the heavens. Now I'm going to slow down a little bit. Not going to be much, but it's going to be a little bit slower. The worst mistake you could make is the title of my endeavor today. And that is to know about a God that can do all I've already suggested and not take advantage of it. I am watching people in our county and in our city that go to church houses and they can't stop lying, they can't stop cussing, they can't stop hating. They just go and get a little feeling or thought pattern. Going to the house of God is to do what the Bible teaches us, and that is learn of me. The preaching and the anointing of the preaching is by design. Doesn't mean the preacher is perfect. But he preaches a perfect God, a perfect Savior, a perfect educator, a perfect path, a perfect future. He is perfect in all of his ways, the Bible said. And there is in him no weakness. He is so strong that he just speaks and the earth. I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about all of this, and I'm thinking, you know, here I am lying in a bed, and I'm going around a circle. I'm on what we call earth. And not only is it going in a circle, it's going in a humongous world. John, don't you youngins worry about getting old. And don't you worry about it, how slow it seems at times. Sometimes in the near future, things will pick up. I don't know why it is, but people, when bills come, it just seems like they're just flying. And when the paycheck's coming, it's like, what is all of that? Somebody say feelings. It is about feelings. Let me tell you that you can feel God. He says it, feel God. After me. When you feel weak, raise your hand and start praising him, because you know he's out there. And what happens there, he is going to reach down and touch your hand, and you are going to feel the strength of the one who is able, exceedingly able. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most exciting hour of this generation. And that is, he said, this generation shall not pass away until all of these things be fulfilled. The generation of humanity is going on right now, and you are blessed to be in it. So I want us to realize today that these promises are wonderful. But I want to talk about some of the carnal stuff in my life. The worst mistake you could make. My sister Sharon was the oldest of the four sisters that were all younger than my brother and I. And I had learned how to tie a rope around a pulley and put it up in a tree about 15 feet in the air. And I had so much fun doing it. I tied my bicycle on it, and I just pulled it up there, and I thought, man, I am super. I mean, I was just young. Well, would you know that Sharon, which is 3 years younger than me, came out, and I got this bright idea that if I can pull a bicycle up in there and see how cool that is, she could get on the end of that rope, and I could pull her up there. Well, I didn't think about what could happen. I just thinking, this is going to be great. Well, when I pulled her all the way up to the tree, she decided to get on hold of the tree. And there she hung. And the rope was just dangling. And it was a Sunday afternoon, and my dad pastored the church just next door. And in the process of all of that, he had decided to get a nap before he went back to preach Sunday night. And here's Sharon hanging in the tree. I'm going crazy. And finally, I go running in the house and tell him what's happening. And Mother grabs a curtain off the wall because Dad's not ready to go preach. All he had on was his underwear and his T-shirt. Mother grabs the curtain and wraps it around him, and the Mother and Dad team come running out there. And finally, Dad talks her into turning loose and letting him catch her. Well, you know, they didn't get real excited about me doing all of that. So I got a good talking to and straightening out. And I declared to myself I would never do that again because it wasn't worth it. But I did still have that rope. And I did still have a lot of fun built in me. And so I had a bicycle, and now I had a rope. And I had one of the Simpson kids who lived about seven houses down in the same block. And would you know, he came out just in time so he could ride that scooter. And I tied him to a scooter. I mean, I tied the scooter to my bicycle, and he got on the scooter. And we made a whole block. And we were coming back. The church was right here, and we lived right behind the church. And right as we got there to America Street, I just was having so much fun. It looked like he was having so much fun. And so I knew how that centrifugal force thing worked. And so I told him, I said, just squat down and hang on. Well, we went flying around that corner, and all of a sudden, he started skidding across the road, and his shoulder hit the curb. And of all the people that showed up, his mother and dad were just right there. And it was horrifying. And I told him, I said, man, hurry up, get up, you're all right, no problem. And of course I had to go home and tell Dad, and so Dad thought that two things like that in such a short time, there needed to be some activity on his part. So he took me in the back part of the house with a rope. No, it was a belt. I wished it would have just been something like riding on the scooter. But he really tanned my hide and made me aware that that should never happen again. And it didn't. You could try to get me to do it today and I would. But what I know is this, that you can make a lot of mistakes in life. That trip down that hall was horrifying. I want to encourage you that while you may not have done any of the things that I described in your life, you may have tried to make it on your own and tried to do it without prayer and tried to do it without Holy Ghost and power, without doing a study of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to be like falling out of a tree. It's life forever. It is your life forever. Don't you ever get to thinking that just because you go into a graveyard that that's the end of the story. No, no, no. The resurrection proves over and again that the grave cannot hold you. He tells us in his book, he is going to take us out of that graveyard and assign us a realization of opening the books, and the books will reveal to you, you had the chance, you had the opportunity, you had the hunger, you had the desire to be greater, but you just kept on doing what you kept on doing, and you kept on doing what you kept on doing, instead of walking out, hallelujah, right into the place where the Lord is saying, if you'll come to me, I will come unto you. If you will give your life to me, I will give my life to you. If you will let me give you the wonderful Word of God, I'm here to tell you that the wonderful works of God will be activated. That's why he says obedience is better than sacrifice. When you harmonize with the electricity and use it correctly, you are going to get wonderful results. If you organize and obey the rules to an air conditioning system or a heating system, you're going to get the wonderful results of a temperature setting that you can live admirably in. Ladies and gentlemen, when you agree with Jesus Christ, you get the results of Jesus Christ. When you get the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, you get the power structure of Jesus Christ. It's not about joining a church. It's about joining the Master of Life. It's about becoming one with Him. We are going to repent of our sins. We are going to be baptized in the name of Jesus. We are going to rise to walk in the newness of life. That is why he tells us over and again in Acts the 2nd chapter, Acts the 8th chapter, Acts the 10th and 11th chapter, Acts the 15th chapter. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to read it forever. You can just read it one time and realize when he puts it in the book four times and then shares the realization all the way through the epistles from Romans all the way to Jude, and you see all of those people that were filled with the Holy Ghost and were baptized in the name of Jesus, and they walked up rightly in godliness and righteousness and holiness. Ladies and gentlemen, it just makes good sense, hallelujah, not to steal an apple from somebody that don't want you to have it. Don't steal it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Just go ask them for it. Now, if they don't ask, go get your mother and ask her to get a quarter out. And then try to buy it. And if they tell you you need two quarters, go ask your dad to give the other one. What I'm trying to tell you, that you can't purchase this, but Jesus purchased it with his life. And that when you go through the name of Jesus, he said, I am the door, I am the way, I am the truth. So when you come into the Jesus factor and you begin to walk in the Word of Jesus and you begin to walk in the power structure of Jesus, I want to tell you, all those dark fears and all those dark nightmares and all those disappointments are going to find a dead end street, and all of a sudden you're going to find a thoroughfare that when you look up and he's looking down, and you're going to experience all of a sudden, catch me, Lord, I'm coming to you in the middle of the night, in the middle of the stress, in the middle of the distress. I am with you, Jesus. And he said, if you be with me, I'll be with you. Well, it's one thing for you, Brother Little. to have to go fight that guy right there in the blue shirt. Look at him getting up. He's helped me do this a lot, the reason I'm telling you. He's on his way down here. Brother Kyle, would you come? You came too fast. Jesus is coming. Go ahead, keep coming. You're not alone when you got a faith builder. Not alone. I'm just trying to tell you that God's on your side. If one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. I'm telling you, he may have whipped somebody else, but he ain't going to whip the two of y'all. So what I'm trying to tell you, he's going back to his wife and saying, look, we can do something else. He said that if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. I'm talking to some mother today that you've been worried about all that's going on in this world and your kids and your family. I'm talking to some dad. You've been thinking about what's going on in your world, how you're going to make everything work out. I'm here to tell you that the Prince of Peace is watching in this service today. And as you give yourself to him again over and over and over, and you say, God, you're my God. You're not just a God. You're my God. I will follow you. I will join with you. I will be a part of your structure. I am willing to be a part of the body of Christ so that no weapon formed is going to destroy. Is there some men that would get up and make us a real quick parade around the auditorium and say, Paris, Texas, Lamar County, we're going to have revival no matter what you think out there, Mr. Devil. We're not giving up. We're not giving in. We're not surrendering. We are the people of God. We are called after the name of Jesus Christ. We are not just going to a building. We're stirring up a gift. We're stirring up the word. We're stirring up the positive side of life. We are the people of the redeemed. We are glad to be the redeemed. We are glad to walk in holiness. We are glad. Why don't some of you ladies just stand where you are and say, my home is going to be pure. My home is going to be glorious. I'm going to keep the peace. I'm going to keep the joy. You may be seated while the singers come. I'm going to try to wrap up real quick. I'm not talking about you being afraid of going to hell. All you got to do is read the book. In hell, he lift up his eyes. You'll still be able to live. Don't worry about it. All you got to do is read Luke 16. In hell, he could pray. In hell, he could get response from heaven. The rich man had all of those riches, but they couldn't buy him out of hell. I'm telling you, mom and dad, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is no time for us to play revival. It is time to pray revival. It is no time for us just to look around and wish somebody else would get it done. We are going to activate. We're going to take the sword of the Lord, the word of God, the sword of the Lord, and we're going to take the power of the resurrection, and we're going to come against the powers of hell in this community, and we're going to have revival until all of a sudden, and the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. Don't care how long you've been under, it's time to get up. It's time to get with it. It's time to glorify the King. It's time for revival like never before.
If you you don't have the Holy Ghost and you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, I'd rush to this altar. There's brothers and sisters right now that are ready to put their arm around you and to pray a prayer of faith. We didn't come here just to go through a time. We are resurrecting the path and power and the glory of what He came for.
The greatest love is Jesus. We will overcome the enemy's defeat. Nothing but the blood.
If you need a healing,
nothing but the love.
Please come find a place. We have men of faith that will pray a prayer of faith.
Oh, if you need a healing, so great love. The greatest love is Jesus.
If you need a deliverance,
overcome.
And if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus, we got the word.
Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the love of Jesus.
Oh, He's here.
Oh, yes. There is no greater love. The greatest love is Jesus. We will overcome the enemy's defeated. Nothing but the blood.
Pray one with another.
Nothing but defeated. Nothing but the blood.
wonder where you can take the hand of somebody close as they sing this chorus. I want us to join our hearts and hands together for the power structure to be loose in our mind, our actions, and the world around us. Would you sing it? And if you know it, just join with them.
Thanks, thanks, I give you thanks
for everything he's already done. If he did it anything, he's ready to do it again.
I am so blessed.
Whatever made you do what you did to get it, do it again. There's no need for you to live in fear of what's going on in this world.
Thanks.
No need for you to live underprivileged.
I give you thanks.
Great
for all you
greatness
done. Oh, I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I
sing
give
it one
you
more time,
thanks.
And if while they're singing it this time, if you've had any worries,
thanks,
I want you to cast them at the feet
thanks
of Jesus right now.
I give you thanks.
God, I give you my fears.
For all
I give you my worries.
You
I give you my doubts.
Done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, oh, thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed, my soul.
The worst mistake you could make is to not trust him. God bless you. And there will be no service tonight, but I would encourage you to spend a few minutes in worship. There's no dead-end street. God is with you. We love you. If you have any special needs and want to call the office during the week, please feel free to do so.